86th session of our Scientific Council. So it's a tradition. I will ask Scientific Secretary Alexander Sorin to inform us about the delegations came to here. Not delegations, but members of the Council arrived to this session. Please, Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, in announcing the list of participants, let me by tradition omit the titles and positions of this presentation. Faisal Azaez, South Africa. Pelldorj Baatar, Mongolia. Catalin Borcia, Romania. Mieczyslaw Budzinski, Poland. Bom Hun Lee, Korea. Anna Dubnichkova, Slovakia. Pietro Frea, Italy. Sidney Galles, France. Paolo Giubilina will come a bit later. Boris Viktorovich Grinev, Ukraine. Mikhail Gnatic, Slovakia and Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Gonjin Dorj Huhenhu, Mongolia. Sergei Yakovlevich Kilin, Belarus. Georgi Lavrashvili, Georgia. Angela Maggiora, Italy. Sergei Afanasyevich Maksimenko, Belarus. Виктор Анатольевич Матвеев, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Иоахим Них, Germany. Шакир Нагиев, Азербайджан. Небоиша Нешкович, Сербия. Иван Падрон Диас, Куба. Георгий Погосян, Армения. Станислав Поспішил, Czech Republic. Игорь Повар, Молдова. Валерий Анатольевич Рубаков, Russia. Кшиштоф Рушик, Poland. Мишель Спиро, France. Хорст Штокер, Germany. Чавдар Стоянов, Bulgaria. Георг Стратан, Romania. And Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Chandik Thiep, Vietnam. Rumen Tsenov, Bulgaria and Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Mikhail Valigursky, Poland. Ivan Gilgelm, Czech Republic. Maxim Vladimirovich Dorovets, Kazakhstan. Gennady Mikhailovich Zinoviev, Ukraine. Attended the session as official members of the Scientific Council are members of GNR Directorate and the directors of GNR Laboratories. It's my special honor and pleasure to welcome plenipotentiaries of GNR member states. Stanislav Dubnichka. The GNR Program Advisory Committee are represented by Itzhak Tseruya, Israel, and Mark Levitovich and will not come, but I would like just to announce that corresponding talk will be presented by Mikhail Itkis. Danish Lajos Nagy will give a talk via video conference. Experts, speakers, and guests invited to participate in the session are Vincenzo Cavazzini, Italy. Maxim Nikolaevich Danilov, Russia. Dmitry Vladimirovich Fursaev, Russia. Francis Halsen will arrive later today, USA. Oleg Leonidovich Kuznetsov and Bekzod Sadykovich Yuldashev, Uzbekistan. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexander. It's a pleasure to me to give the floor.
You should question,
please.
Thank you.
Just one comment in line with what I said last time. I think, again, when you see the members of the scientific council, there are not enough female in this member, among this member, only one. I urge the Guyana management to try to appoint many more female representative members in this council.
Thank you. We have, in fact, at least three of them, but only one. So, but it's very important remark. So we will definitely will take into account in our future. Work for future. Thank you. Dear colleagues, I have a pleasure to give up the floor. Co-chairman of this Deputy Council, Professor Borcia Katalin, please.
Dear colleagues, be prepared for a very busy program for these 2 days. We have very important things to do together. Of course, we will hear the traditional address of the director of GNR, followed by your discussions, and then some administrative points, followed by a very important discussion concerning the strategic directions for the GNR for the next future. Therefore, with all your expertise, please engage into this discussion and bring your contribution. Now, before going forward, I'd like, first of all, to discuss about this agenda that you have received already. If you agree with this agenda, if there are no comments, then we enter this agenda, and I will give the floor to Academician Matveev, the director of GNR, for his report. Please.
Dear colleagues, before I will start my report, I'd like to say that this is very important session of our scientific council. Very important questions we will have to consider for the first time. We will have hearings, more details maybe, by the leaders of the working group who developing our long-range strategy institute for at least up to 2030s. And also we will have in our schedule election of directors of two laboratories, very important questions we will have to. And also we are assumed to have a short, unfortunately because absence of big time, to on the side of NICA construction, and we will participate in inauguration of computer center of NICA complex. Now, what concerning my talk, so as usually, I will give information on the decisions of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries, which take place in Dubna on 25-26 March of this year. And also, we'll try to say about at least highlights of the recent GNR achievements. There are many information about that, so I will assume that also there will be talks by the chairman of Program Advisory Committee will give more information maybe, so, and also we will hear, as already told, on the development of GNR long-range strategy. I will give some introductions, that very short, and latest events in brief also. Materials so many, so sometimes I will show very quickly, change slides, by the way, but we will have a time when we will consider, let's say, and discuss recommendations by the Program Advisory Committees. A regular session, as I told, Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the Governments of GNR Member States was held in Dubno on 25th-26th March of this year. It was chaired by the Plenipotentiary of Government of the Russian Federation in GNR, Minister of Science and Higher Education of Russia, Mikhail Katyukov. Session had such an agenda. You may see the list of the topics which were considered there, and there was very important talks about status of NICA complex, and also discussion and implementation of the budget for NICA under the agreement between government of the Russian Federation and GNR and draft of the revised budget for NICA for the year of 2019. Also, we considered on that committee of plenipotentiaries approved revised budget for GNR, very important, so I will give short information. Also, we consider especially at that committee Baikal GVD project and status of factory of super heavy elements, so major flagship projects of our 7-year plan. Director's report, as usually, we consider about the situation and development in the institute, and committee of plenipotentiaries endorsed the inclusion of the task of construction of the basic configuration of the NICA accelerator complex in the Russian national project science, what gives, by the way, us additional fundings for this project. So, and also, committee took note of GNR's obligations related to participation in this project. Committee of plenipotentiaries noted the significant level of GNR's representation in the cornerstone program of the International Year of the Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, which were proclaimed by the UNESCO. This international year contributes to enhancing the awareness of the international community about GNR's achievements in the field of synthesis and study of the new superheavy elements. Also, Committee of Plenipotentiaries noted the efforts of the GNR Directorate aimed at implementing GNR's right to independently confer academic degrees. So to have our own system of attestation of scientific staff. So an organization of the specialized international competition for the postdocs in the framework of the GNR fellowship program and the establishment of the Dubna High School of Engineering based at the Dubna State University in cooperation with the leading Russian technological universities. Also, Committee of Plenipotentiaries noted the signing of the roadmap for scientific cooperation between the Federal Republic of Germany and the Russian Federation, and I should say that all these agreements always include participation of in the cooperation with Germany, GINR. So, as well as readiness of GNR's German partners to continue their participation in the construction of the NICA complex. Also, the signing of the framework agreement on cooperation between GSI, FAIR, and GNR, as well as of the roadmap for development of the cooperation between the Arab Republic of Egypt and GNR, the expansion of scientific and technological ties with the French Republic and the Republic of Korea, and also the relevance of the objective to elevate the membership status of the Italian Republic and the Republic of Serbia in GNR. Committee of Plenipotentiaries noted, preparing a presentation of a draft strategic plan for the long-term development of GNR at the next session of November 2019. And by the way, this hearing at this session of Scientific Council will help us to be prepared for presenting this draft of strategy at the November session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries. And also, committee noted preparing and submitting to the Committee of Plenipotentiaries session in March of the next year a report on the progress of implementation of the 7-year plan for the development of GNR from 2017 till 2023, as well as proposals for the update of the 7-year plan. We always were talking that, of course, 7-year plan is very important strategy for the 7-year period, but also life showed that there is necessity for some correction, some clarification of that. So because it is needed, so but we have to discuss and get approval of a committee of plenipotentiaries, as well as, of course, we will tell about that to our scientific council always. About NICA project, concerning the report of implementation of the budget for the NICA project under the agreement between government of Russian Federation and GNR, and draft of the revised GNR budget for NICA for 2019, presented by Laboratory Director Vladimir Kikilidze, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries, endorsed the report on the use of NICA, of the budget funds of GNR, and of the special purpose funds of the Russian Federation, provided on this agreement for the period until 2018 inclusive, this report. And also approved the revised budget for the use of the special purpose funds of the Russian Federation provided for the NICA project for the year 2019, which is especially for this year in the amount of 3.71 billion rubles. So, concerning other financial issues, based on the reports presented by Dr. Arsen Fedoridze, plenipotentiary of the government of Georgia to GNR, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries approved the protocol of the meetings of the GNR Finance Committee held on 22 23rd March of this year and approved the Korsakov and Partners Moscow firm as GNR auditor for last year and authorized this audit to conduct an audit of the Institute financial activities according to the plan proposed by the General Directorate. So it is very important, a topic which always deserves discussion at the Financial Committee and Committee of Plenipotentiaries. So very shortly about revised GNR budget for this year, which includes beyond the contribution, planned contribution of member states, but also positive saldo, which also uses came from partial payment of the debts by the member states, first of all Russia. So you will see that it is for the first time, it is really very considerable budget, annual budget, up to 290 millions of dollars. It is a great possibility to realize all our flagship project of 7-year plan, but it's a great work because we need to secure, let's say, efficiency of the spendings and beyond by this budget of GNR as International Institute, also we have special purpose funds from Russian Federation. So we have all necessary funds to realize, according to the plans, our plans for creating basic facilities, but of course it really requires very hard working. By the way, I have mentioned Nauka National Project. Let me remind, of course, you already made, I hope you were already told about that, so, but it really includes such a task like for 2022, beginning of international research at the mega science facility, the complex of superconducting rings. It is shown here. Rings on colliding heavy ion beams. Complex NICA, and also in 2024, international research at the mega science facilities of the fourth generation SAT. It's our partners in Russia, you know, also mega science project in Russia. So, just for comparison, I will show that. Committee of Plenipotentiaries heard talks on the status of GNR flagship project. So, Committee of Plenipotentiaries considered progress reports on the GNR major projects NICA, super heavy element factory, and Baikal GVT neutrino detector presented by Vladimir Kikilidze, Sergei Dmitriev, and Dmitry Naumov. So it was very serious reports. So, and let me now to come to the questions of maybe important events, let's say, of this year. First of all, I cannot not to start with International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, which was proclaimed for this year by UNESCO. And our institute very, very actively participated in all these events connected with this international year. So, first of all, in the first of all, in the opening of this year in Paris, but we had our own symposium on that, presenting our future, and you may see on these slides just who participated in that. So it was really very, very important symposium. It attracted many people from abroad and from Russia. So also we present our future, and Academician Yuri Aganisyan and laureates of the Fleurov Prize participated in that, corresponding members of Russian Academy of Sciences, Tarasova, who was the chairman of this International Committee on Theoretical and Experimental Chemistry, and also Professor of University of Nottingham, Sir Polyakov, also graduate of the Fleurov Lyceum number 6 Surkova, and graduate of Fleurov Lyceum number 6 Adamyan. So we have included also our young talented people to participate actively in such international symposia, etc. Also, there is just slide showing historical meeting of the discoveries of chemical elements, which took place in August in Germany, and you may see on this slide who was presented these great achievements of fundamental science. So next, there was a special Mendeleev Congress, 21st Mendeleev Congress on General and Applied Chemistry, was launched on 9th September of this year in St. Petersburg. And this Congress is a key event of the International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements in Russia, and is held under supervision of the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. You may see who were talking at this. It was two Nobel Prizers, and Yuri Tsalakovich Aganisyan, and also Polyakov, who was a really great person known, and also our Prime Minister of Russian government, Dmitry Medvedev, opened at this symposia, and it was really very important support for this international year. So let me just now come to the maybe most highlights of our research projects. As I told you, there will be at this session special talks of chairman of recommendation program advisory committees for particle physics, for nuclear physics, and for condensed matter physics. They will give more details, more information. I will only shortly will touch maybe major projects. First of all, the most important event connected with International Year of Periodic Table was inauguration of completed construction of factory of superheavy elements, which was happened in here in Dubna. And you will see on these slides this ceremony of commissioning of experimental building and of factory of superheavy elements, where were present beyond the plenipotentiary of Russian Federation, GNR, Mikhail Katyukov, also president of scientific CERN Scientific Council, Ursula, and vice director of UNESCO. By the way, you may see how looks now these events when there was visit of participants into the Fleurov laboratory. And let me to see that this factor of screen events is in your view. So, and the cyclotron DC and gas filled recoil separator, you may see here. And so we have definite plans for the end of this year. In September, October, the first test of separator with a beam. In October, November, separator tuning for argon, calcium, titan beams on the stable targets. And November, December, the first experiments. You may see which one. And of course, beyond the effectively working cyclotron DC-280, of course, we were first of all to get permission for the start of work. And you know that it is very untrivial task, because conditions and the requirements for such a scientific installations becomes more and more complicated in every country, and Russia is too, and to receive such a permission was able only basing on a very great work of the collective who constructed this factory and prepared the program of studies, but also authority, авторитет, confidence in our institute and our specialists. So we received all these high permissions, so we can start to work on a full scale. But beyond, DC-280, we have to have super heavy elements for the targets. And this slide shows that there is a very intensive work, our partners, United States, in Oak Ridge Laboratory, and in Russia, in Dmitrovgrad. We already received some elements, super heavy elements, from our American colleagues, so who are working according to this, our plans, in spite of all problems. So we very much hope on the success of these studies. Very short about status of NICA project. This is a bird eye view of NICA collider site from the time of August of this year. You may see this and what it's that. And also this is a building for NPD, and this for SPD, future detector. So work going is very actively, in spite of there are a lot of problems, of course, with such a great work, and sometimes problems which are for the company. First of all, we know we are using a fossil construction company, Strabag. So, but this construction has appeared to be not very easy for them, and also for our general design company, Cometa. So, but we at present having very strong, very complicated negotiations with both companies to be confident that completion of this construction will be end as was planned at the end of the next year, and maybe with some already prolongation with testing, tuning, sort of, for the next years. There is just one slide which shows one of the major next step is construction of booster, and we very much hope that start of commissioning will be at the end of this year. This you may see it's a slide, installation of superconducting magnets in the tunnel of that, and also we have to say that electron cooling system, specifically to RF radio frequencies, this mistake, stations which were produced by Butker Institute for Nuclear Physics are already installed, and this goes very, very well ahead. So we very much hope that at the end of this year we will start commissioning of this installation. Very shortly about NICA experiments, which already started. What goes with construction of major elements of this complex, first of all, multipurpose detector, MPD. So the construction and testing of the 900-ton solenoidal magnet for the MPD experiments have been carried out, and its transportation in general is scheduled for this year. Already some elements already has arrived. It's very important things. So we already started experiments at a zone of for fixed target experiments. So international experiment, baryonic matter at nucleotron. There's international collaboration which now, and you may see some, just at one show you see efficiency of how spectrometers allows to determine production of lambda, because our task to consider polarization phenomena at high-iron collision is one of the very important tasks. So I will not elaborate on that because I will not have time enough for that. So very shortly about international cooperation on the basis of NICA project and the third meeting of MPD and baryonic matter at nucleotron collaborations was held in April of this year, and during this meeting the status of the sub-detector system and data analysis were reported, and the new members of the collaboration were accepted specifically at this meeting in Darmstadt, Germany, and from France. So, and also very intensively developing NICA computer infrastructure. So, and you may see that the new Wexel and Baden Laboratory of High Energy Physics computer cluster upgrade, which received 3,000 computational nodes, 7 petabytes of disk space, and there is already a workout system of resource distribution between MPD, Berlin Quantum Neutron, and SPD users. Today, you may see this your own eyes during the short visit to laboratory before the lunch. Shortly about the Neutrino program of our institute, which is mostly task for JLAB laboratory of nuclear problems. So you know about, of course, Baikal GVT project. It goes very effectively ahead, so ahead of plans, let's say. And the expedition of this year has achieved its goal, 2 more clusters instead of 1. But it decided laboratory to put install 2 clusters. Were installed. It was done very effectively, and Baikal GVD deployment status are shown on this slide. And this year, we already have 1,440 optical modules on this already 5 strings. So at present, or starting from March of this year, Baikal GVT is the largest neutrino telescope in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's really great achievements, but laboratory is going to work to more and according to the plans. You will see on this slide, optical model assembling hall. So you see that it really goes very effectively preparations, about 12 optical models a day is produced at this laboratory. And already Baikal GVT takes its lawful place at the Neutrino Telescope World Map from the last year already. There is shown the task, final task for our project, of course, 1 cubic kilometer. Let me to say that the most developed neutrino detector under ice is ice cube detector, which also has such a goal, 1 cubic kilometer, but it has a plan for development up to the 10 cubic kilometers. But presently, ice cube has about 0.4 cubic kilometer effective volume. And this year, our Baikal GVT detector has 1/4 of cubic kilometers, so it's really comparable. And you may see this at the first analysis of data received from GVT, Baikal GVT detector. So, and our first results, for example, we are studying and comparing with the data from IceCube, especially compare events with the same spectrum as IceCube new flux data, and comparing with IceCube results, we have expect to have few events with energies of neutrino above or about 100 TeV, and we have is explicitly data which connect with this estimation. So also it's very important to say that our Baikal detector can almost serve as a contributor of multi-messenger approach. So, and specifically, no neutrino events associated with event GW1, you may see the number, were found in the cascade search mode with the time window 500 seconds and 14 days after neutron stars, as says gravitational detector Virgo-Lido merge. So up to now we have no any signal, neutrino signal from this event, but our theories has to work to say exactly what we have to expect from such an event in a gravitational gravitational front wire. Now, work is going ahead in Kalinin nuclear power stations. I will just show a few slides that it's really active work. Already, Dansk collaboration has built a compact 1 cubic meter neutrino spectrometer, and it's safely working in a power reactor. And also, there is a number of experiments at the Kalinin power stations. I have no time to develop the results, but it will be presented in my talk on a site, or it can be taken for a route from this computer. That's interesting results from, let's say, seems from a site. Maybe we indicated you late before that concerning our innovations. So there was in laboratory work on the precision laser in clinometer, which is very sensitive, more sensitive for many sensitive more than existing seismic apparatus. So and it's happened that this in clinometer was requested by the LIGO Virga collaboration for be used in studying backgrounds of for detection gravitational events, and we produce a number of such instruments for by request of CERN for study problem of stability of beams at LHC collider and for the future program of FCC. So and but now, according to the three-side agreement between NFN, CERN, and GINR, our precision laser inclinometer already is in Virga site and showing beautiful results. So we have received from them very positive, very excited, let's say, signal that it's very useful for studying gravitational waves. And so some this time we became naturally participants of this studies on a first front of gravitational study physics. I may also congratulate our colleagues in JLab laboratory for such a great phenomenon. Very shortly about condensed matter physics, and which is also mostly comes from studies at the impulse breeder reactor IBR 2 modernized to M. So these neutron source channels and spectrometers, they're working very beautifully now, and always laboratory works on development and rising the sensitivity of those spectrometers, so it allows to provide necessary ability for users of this complex. So I have no time to speak about definite results, but just by suggestion show three slides which shows direction of this what studies. First of all, for magnetic electron properties of magnetite across the high pressure anomaly, and ultra sensitive detection of the bioanalyte molecules at atomolar concentrations by enhanced Raman spectroscopy. Also studying using neutron beams for studying elements of archaeology, let's say, in a specifically in the Moscow region. And also I might show you slides which show that our very intensive participation in the studies ecological problems by the plan of United Nations, etc. Let me to say you that this year we celebrated 110 years from the debut of academician Nikolay Nikolaevich Bogolyubov, who was one of the directors of our institute and who really contributed a lot in development of our institute and producing the atmosphere, scientific atmosphere, friendly atmosphere, creative atmosphere, which we are very proud of. So, and we, with our colleagues in Ukraine, in Moscow, prepared and organized international conference, which is called Problems of Theoretical and Mathematical Physics, and conference devoted to Bogolyubov jubilee from debut jubilee started in Kyiv, then proceeded in Moscow, and in 9th, 11th, 13th of September, taken place in GNR, in Dubna, at the Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. You mentioned just on this slide one of opening maybe of this international Bogolyubov conference, and it really included many talented young people from institute and from outside, and very wide participation in that conference from many institute. So Bogolyubov laboratory really proves that it's leading theoretical laboratory in the world, leading of highest level. So I have no time, you see, to say about most interesting results in the area of nuclear physics, condensed matter physics, mathematical physics, but just maybe would like to attract your attention to the last monographies published, prepared by our authors. So, and by the way, this book on theory group and symmetries, written by Isaev and Rubakov, who is a member of our scientific council, really, really great publication. Say that some sort of, let's say, encyclopedia of theory groups and present and all elements which necessary for users of this. Of this theory, especially for physicists, it's an encyclopedia. For Russian who knows such a encyclopedia, Rizhiky Grodstein for formula of high mathematics. So it's Rizhiky Grodstein for theory of group, let's say. I think our committee for prizes for best scientific works institute has to take note of this publication. Also, very interesting talk was given at the international conference devoted to Bogolyubov, 110 years from the birth of Bogolyubov. So it was a work on vorticity and acceleration as a new real in description by in the framework of quantum statistic theory, and really it was shown, demonstrated that vorticity and acceleration can be taken into account in also on this approach, quantum statistic, as a real and imaginary parts of chemical potential. So it's really effective consideration. So it really goes very closely with our studies of phenomena which we are going to study at experiments at the nuclear, at the NICA program, especially when we're studying polarization phenomena which comes in the heavy ion collision, and in necessity to use also elements, effects, influence of the vorticity in the quaglion matter, dense and hot quaglion matter, etc. Also, I'd like to take your note of very hot theoretical physics topics for high performance computing, and in collaboration of our laboratory of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics and Laboratory of Information Technologies, there is now started international program on theory of hadronic matter under extreme conditions. You may see participants of this international program from all the world, and really our supercomputer Govorun allows to be on a, let's say, among the first in these studies. It's really a great result creation of Govorun supercomputer, and shows necessity for its further development. I very shortly say about work coming there. First of all, necessity to develop network infrastructure, as well as for the internal in our institute and also with our partners in the world, first of all working in the member states, also with biggest international centers like CERN, etc. And it's really a very important development, and I would say that we are trying to support this work of laboratories technology, because they demonstrate very big ability of intellectual ability to work in such important directions of. Also, this slide just demonstrate, maybe illustrate that importance of our tier one and tier two complexes in infrastructure laboratory, which give a lot of possibility to work for analysis of data for such a big collaboration like CMIS collaboration in at LHC in Geneva, and also tier two complex who serves for all experiments at LHC, ALIS, ATLAS, CMIS, LHCb, and other virtual organization, which you may read names here. I will not more say about that because I cannot time. But Gavarón supercomputer for MPD experiment really takes many important things, and we see great importance now for supercomputer for success in many directions of our studies in GNR. First of all, for MPD experiments. And also, there are some illustration of results. For example, of almost 170,000 tasks were performed on Gavarón supercomputer. One third of them refer to the computing for the NICA mega project. Moreover, more than half are the theoretical calculations carried out on all computing components of the supercomputer. More than 40% directly relate to event generations and reconstruction for MPD experiments, etc. By June of this year, 75 million events have been generated applying these programs and other models. And 20 million events already have been reconstructed, which were events received at the baryonic matter doublotron. Studies and the first experiment on short-range correlation in nuclear matter. Also, our colleagues in JLEP laboratory who are engaged in many neutrino global experiments, and also, first of all, they are realizing Baikal GVD project, are telling about very big importance to have ability for them to use this computing complexes of laboratory of information technologies, and now they have joint plan for developing these instruments for the need to gather and to analyze data from neutrino detectors, not only from Baikal Lake, but also in other places where they participate in neutrino type projects. Now, laboratory of radiobiology. Very shortly about only most important, many new fresh results. So there is one slide which shows very important result, break peak proton radiation of melanoma tumor in mice in the presence of arabinoid cytosine. And who knows, maybe it is necessary for specialists to illustrate that, but you may see the tumor size grows as a result of proton emission, proton radiation, up to the 10 giga, in English. And also you see that in the presence arabinoid cytosine or RAC, very strongly influence growth of tumor, melanoma, and it shows that complex usage, proton radiation, and this pharma preparate, arabinoid cytosine, which was studied for many years in this laboratory, allows many times rise efficiency of proton emission, more than can be achieved coming from proton emission to the, let's say, to ion, carbon, for example, 14, etc. So it's a really very important result for this in these directions. And so there is also invention of the methods for enhancing the tumor disruptive effect of ionizing radiation, but this combined usage, proton radiation and RSC farm preparate. And this allowed our colleagues, headed by Evgeny Alexandrovich Krasavin, to receive a patent for inventions, and this is very important results. I think it could be very important also for our member states, who interested in development of such a methodics for treating oncology diseases. Also, work in radiobiology laboratory goes very in a tight connection with the highest specialists in the world, first of all in our member states, and in June of this year we had in Dubna International Conference current problems in radiation genetics, and you may see that conference was participated by more than 86 scientists from Armenia, Mongolia, Russia, Slovak Republic, 25 reports were done, etc. It is very important part to be in connection with our colleagues in all the world. Very shortly about our university, GNR University Center, just flash slides. So we have programs for university students. You may see numbers of participants from member states. And we have a program, international student practice, summer student program. And data related to the 2019 year already. It's not yet finished, but we are going ahead. Program for school students, you may see new participants in the direction, so, and data also belongs to the 2019 year. This slide shows programs for science teachers, which are realizing in collaboration with CERN from the 2009 year, so it's really effective way attracting young people in schools through the preparing, helping teachers to be educated in that area. So, and a slide which shows science festivals and outreach activities where GNR specialists take very important participation. So, and really we have, we see that importance of such a outreach activity. And so, for example, Days of Physics this year, which was taken place in April of this year. So we'll show how many young people are coming and become interested for participation in the fundamental science. And on Monday, just recently, 9th of September, the third stage of the international student practice was launched at the International GNR University Center, and 22nd students of universities of Belarus, Chile, Cuba, Republic of South Africa, Serbia, came to Dubna. It's just one of the such universities, many is here. And also, this slide shows that we, after first attempt preparing video lecture, which was done with participation of our colleague Grigory Trubnikov, so we now created a studio, special studio for preparing of such a video lectures, and our colleagues from different laboratories now taking active participation in the preparing and of such video lectures, very important directions, and already we gave these materials for our colleagues in a number of member states. So, also already there have been mentioned GNR Distinguished Postdoctoral Research Fellowship Program. So, we already gave you information about that, but just recent results on this GNR Distinguished Postdoctoral Research Fellow Program. So, announcement of this program were posted on GNR website and also have been published in CERN Courier, Physics of World, Nuclear Physics, News, etc. So, and we already received applications, for example, for a position in Vexian Balkan Laboratory of High Energy Physics, 6 applications for GLEP Laboratory, 4 applications for Frank Laboratory Newton Physics, 4 applications. It's just started. It's going ahead, and for our international committee, who has to consider this application, we have already worked. I think it's a way to bring new talented people to GNR, to most for participation in our new created basic facilities. So also shortly, from 1st September of this year, already started, GNR dissertation councils have got operating and was accredited for independent conferral of academic degrees. So we have created all necessary system of documents which allows to do that. We receive all permissions by that, and so it's now started. But now we, so we, you may see what dissertation council are now organized here. For the first time, dissertation council of theoretical physics is used as an ad hoc council established for each submitted dissertation uniquely. It will be our first experience how such a system could work, especially for theoretical work, special dissertations. And we usually show our publication activity. This year only on one half, let's say, but already, nevertheless, we have not bad results, you may see. As it's seen in comparison also with CERN, it's more or less rather close results, and you may see also distribution of this publication with our colleagues from member states, from associated states, and from all the world. It's always helps us understand direction of activity, how it develops for different directions. Now, very shortly about long-range strategy for GNR development. So we have at this session, we'll consider hearings from six groups. And once more, I would like to show you that there is a special international committee and this working group, and you may see content of this international working group membership. And we have an extra structure division, thematically oriented subgroups, as in the direction of fundamental science and also in development of GNR as international governmental organization, because we see the need to consider ways of development really as an international institution, so all form of organization, etc. And all working documents on international working groups and GNR strategic long-range planning are available on this indicated site. And it can be used by everybody. And the whole work, as was decided before, has to be completed by the end of this year. But before we have present at least first draft to Committee of Planning Potentials, it would be very important to hear from you your reactions on what you will hear about at least short presentation from the major thematic working groups. So, you may see the names of people who will present first information on this work. So, and I will only show you that up to now, work goes very, very, very effective. And we have already a number of very interesting proposals for direction of future development, including development on the basis of NICA project, including spin detector, MPT upgrade, NICA high luminosity, idea innovation center on the basis of insulation of beams of heavy ions in NICA. Also, development of so-called double radioactive beams complex, which include also elements for super heavy elements of NSIDing for exotic nuclei. Also, there are ideas about maybe moving direct for producing double electron radioactive ion collider facility as a superconducting heavy ion LINAC 100 on this basis DERICA project. Physics with ultra cold neutrons at IBER 2 or Dubna, fourth generation pulse neutron source, which already called with us super booster Neptune, but there is an alternative super booster Pluton, let's say. And Baikal GVT Internet Telescope upgrade above 1 cubic kilometer. Also, project on a big data and data lake technology, development of upgrade of supercomputer Govarun, Hadron Therapy Research Complex, Radiobiology Center, and of course, thoughts about our strategy in participating in the World Global Projects at CERN, in the Neutrino Laboratories, etc. Already over time, which was planned, but so I will show very briefly latest event in brief, at least which illustrate our activities in international ties. First of all, with now member states, ministerial visits from Republic of Armenia and from Republic of Cuba in April of this year. So, and for Republic of Armenia, there was participated Minister of Transportation, Communication, Information Technologies, and Minister of Education and Science, etc. So, in Republic of Cuba, also First Deputy Minister of Science, Technology, and Environment. So, delegation from Poland, headed by Ambassador of Poland to Russia, and you may see how it was went very actively. So we were glad to be able to show what work is going in our major laboratories. So heads, we received here heads of academies of science from Belarus, from Armenia, Bulgaria, let's say, Bulgaria, and visit of Vietnam delegation. By the way, the next Committee of Plenipotentiaries will have its session in Vietnam in November this year, so it would be very important to have now also preparations at Dubna. And so there was participated Deputy Minister of Science and Technology of Vietnam and President of Vietnam Atomic Energy Institute and President of Vietnam Academy of Science and Technology. We had visits from head of international organizations, and first of all from Republic of Korea, from UNESCO, including Assistant Director General, Head of Sector of Natural Sciences, Shamila Nair Badule. We had China delegations. In May, it was Hefei Industrial Investment Holding. In June, China Institute of Atomic Energy. And in June, we had the first Wang Gongchan Memorial Seminar at GINR. So our ties, scientific ties with our Chinese colleague are developing very, very effectively. And we hope that already those plan also fundings of China participation in NICA project already determined, and we're waiting for a concrete decision. So with Germany, colleagues, we have negotiations also, and we received all information about that Germany is ready for to resume associated membership in GNR this year, and already provide from BMBF contribution to GNR in this year an amount of about 1,332,000 of euro, etc. And there's one of our colleagues, Rosenberg, with whom we had already a few meetings and have a direct ties. So we hope that it will be resumed this year. So Dubna was chosen as a place for meeting of 95th meeting of NUPEC organization. So all NUPEC nations came to us, and we were present at some meetings, open meetings of NUPEC, NUPEC, and it was gave us very important experience, let's say, which we will use. So let me just say that Russia and CERN laid the grounds for the new era of cooperation. And this is not only important for Russia, but also for us, because as being on the territory of the Russian Federation, we use achievements on a roadmap of this cooperation. So you may see the signing of this new agreement between Russia and CERN. And also, now important to show you that on June of this year, Minister of Science and Higher Education of Russia, as a plenipotentiary representative for government of Russian Federation, Katyukov, took part in the meeting of chairman of the government of Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev, with Russian scientists working at the European organization, not Russian, but also GNR scientists, at this short meeting. And I should say that during this visit to CERN, Dmitry Medvedev expressed his opinion, strong opinion, that Russia deserves to be the full member of CERN organization. Of course, it's a very important, it's just, let's say, his statement, but not decision yet. And but already in Ministry of Science and Higher Education of Russia started to be organized some hearings with participation of a representative from institution of Russian Federation. Also, they always invite us to participate. They're considering how to this idea to realize. Of course, this decision, if it will be taken, will play very important role also for us as well. We have to know that it would be for us. It would be two international organizations which have which have to be full membership. So for us, very important to defend importance participation in both. And by the way, we are very glad. And that our colleagues, first of all, Director General and President of CERN Council, always express the opinion that GINR always very important for CERN, for its development. But we already may say that already CERN plays important role for our activities. For example, it takes direct participation in the realization of NICA project. So, but it's special topic for discussion. So, and I would like to say about very important event devoted to the memory of Academician Klinkiewicz from Poland. During its session, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries held a ceremony on the site of Julep Laboratory of Nuclear Problems for opening alley to the memory of the Polish scientist, outstanding Polish scientist, Andrzej Henkiewicz, who made an outstanding contribution to the development of GNR and its international operations. This, my colleagues consider it important to show some events, but I do not. But I would like to say, as a last maybe, that recently we heard about decision by Abdul Salam International Center for Theoretical Physics, his decision awarding by its Dirac Medal and Prize three physicists whose research has made a profound impact on modern cosmology. And among them, there were three: Vyacheslav Mukhanov, Alexei Starobinsky, Rashid Sinaev. Alexei Starobinsky, member of our scientific council and member of now program advisory committees, etc. Advisory committees. So, and we have to be, we are very glad that it's happened so. Concluding remarks, let me say, first, successful completion of creation and start of work super heavy element factory is the highlight of the international year of the periodic table of chemical elements. We understand it's, first of all, success of periodic Mendeleev law. After installation in March 2019 of two new clusters of the deep underwater neutrino detector at the Baikal Lake, which we call Baikal GVD, became the largest neutrino telescope in the northern hemisphere and needs to be included in the global European strategic plans in S3, NUPEC and APEC, European Consortium. Next, supercomputer Gavarun has approved its creation by achieving high results and needs results in studying, which I already shortly mentioned, and needs definitely upgrade. Next, new outstanding results in theoretical research has been achieved in variety of directions of particle physics, nuclear physics, and condensed matter physics, some with intensive usage of supercomputer Gavarun for studying superdense and hot baryonic matter, for example. Pulse neutron source IBR2M complex has increased its abilities in realization of the user program in a wide variety of scientific directions of the condensed matter physics, including creation of the joint laboratory soil CRIS in the Jagiellon University in Krakow, Poland. Next, the new very promising results has been received in development of effective methods of radiotherapy of oncology diseases and defended by the GNR patent, which may lead to revolutionary consequences for the hadron therapy methods of medicine. Next. Realization of NICA project is in its height. The funding from GNR budget and additionally from Russian Federation, according to the GNR RF government agreement, allows to do more if we would have more intellectual ML power, and if the, our commercial partners like Cometa for designing and Strabag for civil construction work could do more and faster. So, and we have very serious negotiations on that and that part, pushing them and trying to help them as much as possible to realize their task. This and next year are crucial, are critical for the success of the project, and the Directorate of GNR and Bechler-Balden Laboratory takes all necessary measures for rising effectiveness of work of our partners. Also, we have to be ready to report Committee of Plenipotentiaries and RF government at the end of the next year on the results of work according to the agreement. In this connection, the GNR direction will make special statement with a suggestion when scientific cancel agenda will come to the addiction case. So, and let me to thank you for attention.
Thank you very much for this extensive and very interesting presentation of the results presented by academician Matveev. I think that I have to remind you that all the materials of this, all these presentations figure on Indico on the internet. Therefore, if you want to...
just say, on this computer, you may
if you want to disseminate them into your institutes, please use this way, which is very comfortable, I would say. I suppose that we will have an interesting round of discussions following this extensive presentation. So let me thank once more Academician Matveev and start the round of discussions. Discussions, questions, remarks, all together. Please. Michel.
Thank you, Victor, for this really excellent and impressive presentations. I think that I noted at least that we start to see the emerging fruits of the strategy and the priorities which you put in the past, and now we see the emerging fruits. I hope that the Scientific Council was helping you for that. I think this is going in the right direction. And these fruits are coming really from the priorities, super heavy elements, NICA, Baikal, Kalinin reactor, IBR2. This is really exactly in line with the priorities that we set up in the past. And also, we start to see the emerging fruits of the enhanced CERN GINR collaboration, and this is very promising also. Yeah. So these were only comments, so I have no questions.
Thank you, Michel. Faisal.
Victor, congratulations. I'm really impressed. I share Michel's point of view both on the global vision of GNR in terms of research, but also the strategy on getting new partners. It's really impressive. I think this is an excellent vision. Congratulations for that. Maybe may I ask a very detailed question? Nuclear science and subatomic physics are supposed to be on the front of any initiative developing and impacting this machine learning, intelligence, artificial intelligence. I see this development everywhere. CERN is one of them. Is there any view from GNR how to embark in this future endeavor?
Thank you. It's very good questions because, in fact, I have not shown anything about especially that, but it's really, you're completely right. It's this machine learning and connected also methods became very important everywhere. So, and in fact, I must say that our laboratory of information technologies really very deeply starts to work in that direction. So, and already, for example, machine learning already started to be applied to for studies of NICA problems. So, and also, our director of our laboratory of information technologies, Vladimir Korenkov, let me say, we are very thankful to him that he gathered around him, maybe not big, but very intellectual, powerful, talented people. So, and they tell me always that most important task, for example, that for us, as a consequence, that our, at least in Russia, universities, in fact, better of them, are not prepared, not ready to prepare specialists in that area on such a level and fast, because life is developing so fast, it needed just now. And so he already many times discussed, already created some measures like organization, some consortium of universities, which could include also universities from member states, who will be purposely prepare young people for this on this modern level, let's say, for machine learning and a big lake, lake data, etc. So it's really so fast developing these things that we especially have to, and because of that, I think we may maybe also cooperate also with you as a centers for, because it becomes key elements of all physics. So, so thank you for that. And more illustration, more opinion, may say Vladimir Korenko. Maybe let give him possibility to say shortly.
Thank you.
No, please.
A short comment relating. Everything is so impressive. I would like to concentrate a bit on the radiobiology issues. Here, I think that the work shown at your lecture is something very important. I do appreciate the plans to develop radiotherapy, patient radiotherapy in Dubna, whether it will be the Joint Institute or in the Dubna. That's a very important development in which the Joint Institute needs to participate very actively. Thank you.
Thank you. May I ask if there is discussions, maybe not questions, so maybe I will take place near you,
So there are some other discussions, some other questions. Please.
Thank you. I would like to express my gratitude to your report and congratulations to the results that presented here. I think that everybody of us understand how complicated is the business for the progress, but nevertheless, it is realized and it is successful. I think that especially the progress in super heavy element factory or in radiobiology or nevertheless in NICA project as one of the most important projects of the GANR. It is our congratulation to you, and I think that it is something what is really pleasant music in our hearing. You mentioned in the beginning of your report about the new program between GANR and the Russian Federation, the Nauka program. Maybe it is due to my own ignorance. Can you say only two sentences, a little bit more about this program? It is the first question. And second is, do you plan to initiate something like such a model of the cooperation with another member states?
It's very good, let's say, suggestion, say, opinion. So I think it would be really very important, because what we may say about, can say about this participation in a national project of Russian Federation, of course, it's national project, but it already uses task to use biggest modern facilities in the world, let's say, first of all, of course, on the territory of Russian Federation. So because of that, they allocated special funding, which allows, helps to that also. We are very, but we don't receive any new duties, but just to complete in time our facilities using this money. But of course, course, it would be very important to look from such a work with member states. And this deserves to be discussed with our plenipotentiaries of UNSUD, because we think, because it first of all has to help for a rise effectiveness of cooperation organizations, University of Member States, with GINR as a common house, let's say. Yes, and it's very important. But we have to really discuss it purposely and in details with our members, with representatives. Thank you for suggesting that.
I see no other questions or remarks, so let's thanks again to Director Matteo. As it was mentioned already in the report, in the second part of the morning session, we'll have a detailed discussion about the strategic plan, but till the coffee break, we still have some administrative, so to say, points on our agenda. For our further work, we should appoint two working groups, one for editing, an editing board for the draft of the resolution of our council today, and also a committee for the elections of directors of Wechsler and Baldin Laboratory for High Energy Physics and of the Laboratory for Radiation Biology. And I would like Alexander Sabin, to our secretary, to present a proposal for the members of these committees. Please.
The following members of Scientific Council kindly agreed to be members of editing committee. Michel Spiro, Joachim Mnich, and Mikhail Valigursky. And members of election committee, Pietro Frey, Sidney Gales, and Chavdar Stoyanov.
Thank you. Do you have objections to these proposals, comments? If not, I thank you for tacitly approving these committees. And now I would like to announce you a coffee break of 20 minutes. We are a little bit behind the schedule, so please be back right in time. Thank you.